Lisa Pereira is here with It Says in the Papers.
The review into Fianna Fáil's failed presidential bid is the main story for the Irish Independent, the Irish Times, the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail. Due diligence is a recurring theme. Was there any? According to the Irish Times, the report says Jim Gavin was subjected to a more intensive due diligence process than any previous candidate for the party in any election. But across in The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan points out that no polling was done and that despite multiple warnings from Sheehan's own paper, The Independent, and Fianna Fáil TD John Lahart, the party accepted Gavin's assertion that he had no recollection of issues with a former tenant. Nothing further was done, says the review. Sheehan writes, the due diligence and vetting process don't appear to have involved paying attention to the alarm bells going off about Gavin's past as a landlord. The Mail gives a useful timeline of key dates, from initial contacts in June and July to Mr. Gavin's withdrawal from the race on the 5th of October. The Examiner's verdict is Martin's leadership is dented but intact. There's a photo of Micheál Martin on the front of the Irish Sun as well, but the article isn't about the presidential race. It's the government's new jet. It landed in Dublin yesterday, carrying a price tag of €53 million plus VAT. The reason Mr. Martin's photo is used to accompany a photo of the shiny new plane is that the paper is recalling an occasion in 2022 when the Taoiseach was left stranded in Brussels because of problems with the old government Learjet. That plane had been in use since 2004 and had repeatedly broken down, reports the paper. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star return to the story of 8-year-old Malika Noor Al-Khatib, whose father was given a life sentence this week for stabbing her to death at their home in Wexford last December. He was also sentenced to 10 years for the attempted murder of Malika's mother, Aisha. But Aisha, who witnessed her daughter's murder and said she still sees it a billion times a day, told reporter Paul Healy that in reality the sentences will amount to 32 years. She's calling for the law to be changed so that anyone who kills a child would be in prison for the rest of their natural lives. Also in the papers today, the Belfast Telegraph has an in-depth article about homelessness following the release of new data showing 58 people died sleeping rough in Northern Ireland last year. Reporter Flavia Govaya speaks to one man, David, aged 31, as he's beginning his nightly search for accommodation. He's been in a cycle of homelessness since he was 14 and asks, where does the cycle end? The Irish News reports that China is to take back the remaining two pandas hosted by Japan next month, effectively ending a program that has symbolized friendship between the two nations. It comes amid tension between Tokyo and Beijing, sparked by comments by Japan's Prime Minister Sane Takaishi saying Japan could deploy its military if China were to attempt to take control of Taiwan by force.
Lisa, thank you.